depending upon the Lord, I direct you again to the text which we had this morning, which is to be found in Isaiah chapter 30 and verses 20 and 21. Isaiah chapter 30, verses 20 and 21. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. But thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. You remember we tried to speak concerning though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction this morning, and how the Lord brings you, really what he's doing, you know, what he did in that trial which we attempted to speak of this morning. He's bringing you to his will, to his mind, to his will. You remember that we touched on this where you have this double eye in you, but now you come in the trial to the single eye. And where you came to that place where you hope the Lord revealed to you that it was through him, through the Lord working in your heart, these trials bringing you to that one place, that one spot where you came to see and to realize that it was by his own hand that he brought you there and brought you to show to you that he is the Lord of all and that he does bring his children to that place where they acknowledge him in it and where they sing his praises. You will find this, that trial through which you passed, it becomes, and the Lord opens your eyes, and you see that trial was your teacher to bring you to that spot and that place where the Lord would speak comfortably to your soul. Now, if we can go on from there, if the Lord will help us. Now, when you come to that place, poor soul, where you come in, when you come into that place where the Lord speaks comfortably to you, he lays his will into your heart. And you see, whereas before you may have had your own will, your own determination to walk in the various paths which you desire to walk, Now you come humbly before him, desiring to do his will and to be where he will have you be. A change in your heart. You see how the trial has brought you to that place to lay passive in his hand and know no will but his. Can you say that? Can you look back to a place where you hope the Lord brought you by these various means, brought you to a place where you hope that he spoke into your heart and made you willing. Willing to do his will. Willing for all things in this life. And I may say this to you. When the Lord lays in your heart his mind, his purpose, his will on earth, what you are to do, your occupation, all of these things, whatever it may be, in Providence, in the church, or everything, the Lord, every move that a child of grace makes, everything that comes into their lot, they inquire of the Lord. Now, what have you got in your heart? What is there, poor soul? What is it? Now, you will find this, that what the Lord lays in your heart, even though you may receive it, you receive it in the day of his power. That life which he places before you, the path which he places before you in this life, even though you may be young in years, that path which you choose in the day of his power, you choose in his will, it may be to you as an hand's breadth between there, the commencement, and heaven, your eternal home. Just a hand's breadth, and you are willing to walk in that path. But you see here, you desire a word from the Lord. And when you see the difference, you see the difference between the child of grace where they were before, and I spoke to you, the rebellious child, how you went down to Pharaoh and the Egyptians help in vain and all of these things, but now you come willing before him to do his will. I read that chapter in Genesis. I hesitated. I thought I would cut out a part here and cut out a part there because it's a long chapter. But as I read it through, it's the very path of a child of grace, walking in obedience to their Lord. And you will notice here how in that sign, when we read it, you see, he was in the Lord's command. Now, are you in the Lord's command in your heart? You see, whether you are at the commencement whether you've had the will of the Lord laid in your heart. And when you have the will of the Lord laid in your heart, however rough, however rugged that path may be, and it will be rough and rugged, however it may be, you receive it willingly at His hand. If it is a path of persecution in the flesh, whatever it is, you will choose it. Choose thou the way, but still lead on. And when we read, you know, you read in Hebrews, and you're well acquainted with the chapter 11 in Hebrews, the times that I've gone to this chapter in Hebrews, you see. And it says here, others had trial of cruel mockings, scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Of whom? Now this is it. Of whom the world was not worthy. Followers of Christ, followers of Jesus, they wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Now these all, having obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. Now, whatever the Lord lays in your heart, I can tell you, you may see it as a path which is rugged, a path of persecution, a path of torment, being tormented, a path of going through deserts, and all of these things, but you will receive it in the day of His power, and you will receive it in love. If it's a path where you have to deny yourself, a path where you may calm the very natural desires of your heart, and you may have something come before you which is before you, something pleasing to the flesh, something your very nature desires, something your nature craves for, and it's there, right there in front of you. The opportunity is there, but you have to sacrifice for the love of Christ. And when you sacrifice that, you may grieve in the flesh. Satan may come to you, and he may say to you, look, all that you've got in your life, all of these things, you know how Jesus came into the wilderness. And Satan said, all of these things, he showed him all the cities of the world. All, and he told Jesus that it would be his if he would fall down and worship him. And that's the temptation which you've got in your before you in measure, poor soul. Everything pleasing, if you will worship the things of this life, but you come in your heart and you bow, and it's a struggle in your soul, a great struggle which you may feel in your heart. You see, these things, a child of grace, they do not come in. It's not easy. It's not an easy path to choose in the will of the Lord. A path where you have to deny yourself. A path where you have to deny all those things which you long for, which you desire, which you feel is your right. And there is a battle that goes on within. And Satan will add argument upon argument. And one of the great arguments which he may place before you is this: there is nothing in it, in this, which you turn aside from the world to seek after. Jesus was a man, nothing there at all. There is, and he may agree with you that there is a God, but he will put argument upon argument why you should not follow in this way. And there's this battleground, the battleground within your soul, whether you will choose to follow Christ, that's what it means, whether you will choose to follow your Savior in his, the path that he walked through this world, to be despised and rejected of men, or to walk in this broad way with all the allurements of the world, with all the things that Satan promises you that you will receive if you but sell Christ. That if you but sell your Savior for the things of this life, but he won't say to you, sell Jesus. He will so allure you, and so will bring you to your desires, and he'll bring you right to the very fulfillment of it. I know what I'm talking about. I've walked it, my friends. And to the, can bring you to the very brink, bringing you to sacrifice everything. When I say sacrifice, I don't mean a right sacrifice. All of those things that you love in Jesus, in following your Lord, bring you to sell them all. That's a better word. To follow for a few fleeting years the pleasures of this life, bring you to the very brink, and you stand there, and you may even to your feelings fall. And there you are, and you remember, you can read of Bunyan when he came to that place where he felt, I believe he said he saw Christ. I believe it said the devil followed him day in and day out, night in and night out, sell him, sell him, sell him, sell him. I believe that was the words he used. And you see, you may come into such a path as this, poor soul. I realize this, that's extreme cases. But some of God's people have to come through these extreme cases. And some of these God's people, they may, in a very simple thing, come in their measure in the same way. And here we are, you're at the stand. But, you see, whether you come into that path, whether you come into feelingly that you've sold Christ, I'll just touch this for a moment. If there is one in here that knows what it is to come into that path where you come into black despair, darkness itself within your soul, because you have sold Christ for a thing of this world. But the Lord does not leave that soul there. He brings him or her to his will. You see, the Lord has laid in your heart his will. And you see, he is determined that you will walk in that way. With all your backslidings, with everything what you are, is determined to bring you to walk in that way, poor soul. And you see, he brings you into the text, thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right, and when ye turn to the left, can you see it? You see how the soul may turn to the right, they may turn to the left, but the Lord says, this is the way. You see what this Abraham's servant had in his heart. You see, he had the will of Abraham, his master, and you have the will of God in your heart, and you watch and you wait, don't you, poor soul? And you see, you come here with it, desiring a confirmation. Now watch that point. You see, when the Lord has laid his will in your heart, you watch the ministry. And you watch in prayer. And you watch in the Word of God. You see, you have, and you feel this at times. Do you really know what is the will of the Lord? You see, when you were in that love, you knew what it was, didn't you? When you had that love shed abroad in your heart, you knew what that was. You knew what that path was which you would have to walk, and you chose it freely before the Lord. But now you come, when you walk in these paths of temptation, when you walk in these paths of darkness, you don't know whether you know the will of the Lord or not. You may say, how do I know the will of the Lord? Love. You hear love spoken of in these days, and you may hear all manner of comments on love. But I can tell you this love which you feel in your heart is not an earthly love. It's a love which you cannot describe. It's a love to Christ. Through his love to you, because you feel the love of Christ working within your soul just for a moment, and your heart responds in love. Take my all, Lord, this worthless heart of mine, take my all and do with me as thou dost please. And you see, this is your will, as the Lord's will has become your will. Take me to thyself, whatever I may have to suffer, Lord, I willingly accept it. Whatever I have to sell, whatever I have to part with in this life, for the love of Christ, I freely surrender my all. That's not free will, that's free grace. That is through the power of Christ working in your heart, bringing you to choose freely his ways. And when the power is gone, poor soul, now you are in the wilderness, aren't you? You see, this man, this servant, he had to go on a long journey. And you have to go on a long journey through desert lands, through places, you see, where there is no water. And you may feel, you see, your soul craves the water of life. And yet you're in this dry and barren land. And here you are, you see, you've forsaken all to follow him. And in this dry land you come at times, you see, in the heat of the day and in the frost at night, in the boiling heat and the intense cold. Can you not see your life in it? And can you not see your life in these natural things? When you come and you have to walk across sandy deserts where the sand stings you, and where you have to walk through rocky lands where your feet are cut and blistered. All of these things, the child comes and you see, when you come to a well of water on your journey. And you see the Lord has said in here that thou shalt hear a word behind thee. Now the Lord supports this soul. You come from time to time in this path through which you are passing. You come to these wells of water. You come to a place where you say to the Lord, thou knowest my desire, my whole desire, my vow was that I should follow thee in thy will, in that path which thou hast laid within my heart. You see, this soul, this one, they haven't taken it up yet. You see, they're in the way. I being in the way, the Lord led me to my master's brethren. You see, I being in the way, now you seek a token, don't you, in your heart. You see, sometimes you may sit and muse over these things. You may go alone and you may think upon Jesus, the love of Christ, and you may feel this you may feel such love to him, love to his ways, love to his people, love to the house of God, love to his aged saints, willing to do all you can for the aged saints. Some of those where you hope you've seen the love of Christ shine in them, they are your people. And in this love, you see, you sit and you desire to be with them. That's your desire. You desire to dwell in the courts of the house of the Lord. And you see, I remember that one who said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. You see, you'd rather be amongst God's people, wouldn't you? But you see, here you want a token from him that he has spoken to you. You see, in the where you've come into these desert lands, and where you've come, you see, in the night season, looking for a guide. You see, to see the stars in the heaven, looking for the star to guide you on your journey, looking for a token from him. Art thou with me, Lord? Behold, I stand by this well. And you see, you may pray that the Lord would grant you a visible token of his love to you. Grant you a visible token that he is with you, that he is going with you for you. You want to know whether your way is prosperous or not. You see, this child, this one, they've got their whole heart. The Lord has won them, you know. Even he's allured them into the wilderness where he will speak comfortably to them. And here they are, you see, they've got this single eye before the Lord for his glory. But you may say to me, what about my sins? This is it. This is what the child of grace grieves over. They grieve over the fact that they haven't this love to Christ always in their heart. They grieve over their backslidings, and they grieve because they feel that they've grieved their Lord. But you see, you still have to press on. You still have to go on this journey, poor soul. You still have to go on this pilgrimage. And when you turn to the left hand or turn to the right hand, you come from time to time that this voice, it's love. It's an inner persuasion, an inner conviction within your heart that what you believe is real. You see, you come, you see, you may be harassed, you may be tormented, and all of these things. But when you are put to the test, poor soul, and put to the test you will be, you come to say that I did not this for the fear of the Lord. You see how the Lord brings you, how this love of Christ is stronger than death. It's stronger than all the powers of the world put together. You may come into a path where you see now you have this love in your heart, the love of Christ in your soul. Let's put it right, the love of Christ in your soul, which you may not be able even to say it's the loving of Christ in your soul, but you may be able to say this: I desire to be with the people of God. And I told you that Satan may harass you, he may put things before you, but he may come in a more subtle way. You see, you come through that trial, you come through that testing time, and you see, you come willing to follow, to serve your Lord in whatever way he commands you. And now Satan may come in a more subtle form. He may not come like a roaring lion, but he may just whisper into your heart something. And you may look at this, you see, and you may examine it, but it may not seem quite right. You see, you may be tempted to go into a lighter path, into a lighter religion, or whatever it may be, and you see this path which seems pleasing to you. You see these characters, you may feel, you may look at them, and they're always singing of joy, always in praise. And you see this path which you're passing through, they may turn to you and say, why do you live in this path? Why do you live in this sorrowful veil? Why do you walk in such things? Surely the Word of God is full of promises, and it is full of promises. You agree with them, it is full of promises. Then why do you doubt? You see all of these arguments, and you may say in your heart, yes, that my way which I walk can't be right. Here are these, they live in the joy and praise to their Lord every day of the week. And whereas I live in the shadows. Can my path be right? Isn't this path right? And you see how it is, how the allurements to bring you away from the path. But there is this. Now they do not know anything about what we spoke this morning. It says where he comes and know the Lord. You see, the Lord give you the bread of adversity. The Lord himself. And that's a promise from the Lord. And the water of affliction that comes from the Lord. And where the child of grace, they come to see that in this very thing, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. You speak to one that lives in this other path with all the joy and all these things. You ask them if they know what it is to come into this, that thine eyes shall see thy teachers. You see the path the path of bringing you. Now you've got a secret in your heart. You desire Christ above everything else because he has made himself precious to you. He has made himself precious to your soul. And that love which he laid in your heart is only to be known by those that walked into the other path, walked in the path before. And you will find this, that all of this joy which is proclaimed, you will suddenly have your eyes open and see that it is a joy in the flesh. There is a joy. There is a joy in Christ. And that joy no one can take from you. But it's a sacred joy. It's a joy which no one else knows but the soul that receives it. And this joy, the joy as we read in Hebrews 12, for the joy that was set before him. Now you in measure, you will have this joy in your heart, of an anticipation of what lies before you. Now this joy is heaven, but heaven begun below are these foretastes of heaven. Now if I can rightly divide that, what I mean is this. This very, from the very first beginning, this is the way, walk ye in it. This which you had right in the beginning, that love, you will find it increases. And the greater the adversity, the greater the trial, the greater the affliction, you will find this, that greater is the joy. You may weep and sing at the same time. You may weep over your sins and sing praises to Jesus for his love to you. You see, in the forgiveness of your sins, you may say to me, but that's the very thing that I desire to know. That is it. That is the secret. I desire to know whether my sins are forgiven me. That is the very exercise of my soul. And as you walk in this path or so, it will come again and again in greater measure until it becomes an all-consuming desire within you to know that he has died for you. You see, you're not satisfied with a Christ that died for others. You believe it. You believe it for the saints of God, but did he die for me? You see, all of these things, whatever, that's why I say, whatever the Lord has laid in your path to go after, and you will know, you will feel in your heart that love to him, and it will go out in the direction of his will. You may come here, poor soul, you may not have a single word, but you may have a love come down from heaven into your soul, a heavenly love. And as that love comes down into your soul, it goes in the path which the Lord will have you go. Instantaneously. And as you feel that love come in, you will embrace it. And when you come out of the vision, out of the revelation, out of the experience, and come back to yourself, to your natural self, you may look upon it and you may say it is impossible. You may, you see, you come into this in within each soul, within each Christian, two armies are seen. You see, and this is the two armies, you see, the new man of grace and the old man of sin. And you see, you may come into the experience where Esau, the old man of sin, the carnal mind, not Ishmael, is going to say, Ishmael and Isaac, you see, where Ishmael may ridicule you. You see, this thing which you've had, this holy thing, this holy experience which you've had, and it is a holy experience because it's come from the Lord through Jesus Christ. You see this love come into your heart, a holy revelation. And then to come to be, to not to believe it. Because you see nothing outside, according to sense and reason, there's nothing in it. But you see now, this is the way, the voice behind you, this is the way, walk ye in it. And walk in it you will, because it is in the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit laying in your heart. And you see, you'll follow me here. When you turn to the left hand, or when you turn to the right, when you turn to other ways, you will find this, that you've got to come back. The Lord will bring you back. Bring you back into his ways, and he will bring that to fulfillment which he has laid in your heart. But the time's gone. Amen.
The tune of Grimmington 395.
forgotten all that thy pure eyes have seen amiss since we've met together. Lord, I do commit this people into thy hand. Bless them and go before them in all their untrodden steps. And as we separate, be with us each. Grant unto us each journey in mercies. And surround us each with thy protecting arms. And, O Lord, I would pray, be with me this night. O, do grant a word from thyself. Lord, I need what we've just sung, Lord. He who has helped us hitherto. Lord, I would plead with thee, be with us, Lord. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and evermore.